And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are and wherever you happen to be all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. It's good to be with you. So let me ask you a question. Have you taken a look at the picture on the website about tonight's show? Now, if you haven't, you need to. All right, get over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Take a look at that picture. Now, it's pretty awesome. What you're looking at is a picture of our sun. That picture was shot by the SOHO satellite. And it shows a gigantic hole in the corona of the sun. And it covers about one quarter of the sun. That's gigantic. And this is not a flaw in the camera. This is not, you know, they didn't try to tell us it's, it's a pixel. Way too big for that. They couldn't get away with it. And so they had to say something about it. And they said, well, what that is a hole in the corona of the sun. And it's, as I say, it's gigantic. It's about a quarter, about 25% of the sun. And it looks like a gigantic hole in the sun. That's actually a hole in the corona. But it looks like a giant hole in the sun. It looks like if the sun were someone's head, this looks like the skull, the top of the skull has been taken off, and you're just looking down into what's inside. That's what it looks like. And it's pretty awesome. And for the uninformed, perhaps, it can be pretty fearsome. I want to talk about that here tonight a little bit, because somebody sent me this story with a link, and I took a look at it, and my first reaction when I first saw it was, holy crap, that does not look good. And actually, it doesn't. And then I read the article that goes with it, and this particular article is from space.com. But I read the article that goes with it, and you know, they say, they explain what coronal holes are, and what they are is darker, cooler regions of the sun's atmosphere, and they contain very little solar material. And what happens is in these holes, the magnetic field lines whip out into the solar wind, rather than looping back to the sun's surface. And so the coronal holes can affect space weather, which, of course, once it gets to us, can affect our weather and a lot of other things. They send solar particles streaming out into space at, a million miles per hour. And so, you know, it can be a serious thing. Now, holes in the sun's corona are not new, not at all. And this article sort of, you know, it really does not hit head on the question of, is this dangerous? They sort of dance around that. And, they say, well, you know, these things happen, it's not uncommon, blah, 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 blah. But hidden in this article are some facts. By hidden, I mean they're there, but they're the way it's worded, you really don't pick up on it, because this is written really, I think, to placate and pacify people so people don't panic. And I can understand them doing that, because, you know, really honest folks, on this show I can just say boo, and there are people who will panic. And every show, it's, you know, not just mine, every show it's like that, every newspaper it's like that. And there are people that just panic over anything, you know. Now, my mom, for example, she's not really one to panic, but she'll worry over anything. Like you can say, you can tell her that you're going to the eye. I can tell her I'm going to the eye doctor to get my eyes checked, you know, for some new glasses. And she'll worry, 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 worry. And when I come back from the eye doctor, well, you know, what did he say? Is everything okay? You know, I mean, she just worries about everything. Well, and she's been that way my whole life. My whole life she's been that way. I don't know how I turned out like I did, where I just don't worry. And I don't know, maybe I took after my dad on that. If you could make a living being a worrier, she would be absolutely wealthy. And, but there are people who are that way about, you know, they'll panic over anything. So I can understand why this is written the way it is. And, I'm not trying to defend something here that doesn't deserve it. They did a pretty good job with this article. There are some things that they say in this article, though, that because of the way it is presented, I think a lot of people will just sort of shrug it off and say, eh, so what? And in a way, I understand that, because there's not anything we can do about this coronal hole in the sun. All the worry and all the panic in the world is not going to change that. So, I want to talk a little bit about these coronal holes and what this article says. And I'm going to point out a couple of things here that I think we ought to think about. There is a person from NASA named Karen Fox. She works at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, and they quote her in this article, and here's what she has to say. She says, while it's unclear what causes coronal holes, they correlate to areas on the sun where magnetic fields soar up and away, failing to loop back down to the surface as they do elsewhere. So she's explained what they are. And then the article goes on to say, these holes are not uncommon. And because of that, and that's a fact, they're not uncommon, but because of that statement, you know, it's just our nature. We're looking for something that says, don't worry, everything's okay. And it may be, and probably is, but we fail to pick up on details after that. And here are the details. These holes are not uncommon, but their frequency changes with the solar activity cycle. The sun is currently reaching its 11-year peak in activity, and that's known as the solar maximum. And around the time of this peak, the sun's poles switch their magnetism. The number of coronal holes, here it is, typically decreases leading up to the switch. Now, let's put all of this in very plain English. Our sun has an 11-year cycle. Sometimes it's a little shorter, sometimes it's a little longer, but it's about 11 years on average. And so we can say every 11 years it goes through a polar shift. The magnetic poles. The sun itself doesn't flip over. But what is showing as North Pole, think of it as a positive and a negative, okay? So what's showing as positive and what's showing as negative switch. The sun doesn't flip over, but what was positive becomes negative. What was negative becomes positive. So here on Earth, we would say what is north now starts showing on your compass as being south, and what was showing as south starts showing on your compass as being north. So it's a magnetic pole shift. And it does this every 11 years. And it's been, if this is your first time to hear that, don't panic. It's been doing that your whole life. It's been doing that for the entire life of this planet, so far as we know. So 4.6 billion years and longer, the sun has been doing that, as far as we know. Okay? So this is not anything new or strange or outrageous. It happens every 11 years. Now, as we reach the peak of the solar maximum, right around that time, the sun's activity, this type of activity, begins to decrease. These coronal holes, they're there. I mean, they appear and disappear fairly frequently, but as we reach the peak of the solar maximum, they begin to decrease. The number of them, the frequency of them. So there's two things here that are not said, maybe three, that go along with what is said. So we know that we're reaching the peak of this solar maximum. All right? And as we reach the peak, we ought to be seeing a decrease in these coronal holes. Instead, it's not decreasing. And here's something that's one thing not said. Here's another thing not said. Not only is it not decreasing, we have a coronal hole that is the largest, it's unprecedented, the largest we have ever known anything about. And then here's the third thing. Why? Something caused it. Things don't happen in a vacuum. Things don't happen without a cause. You don't get an effect without a cause. The effect here is we have the most massive coronal hole in the sun we have ever known anything about. It is happening at a time when coronal hole activity on the sun should be decreasing. Right? After the poles reverse, new coronal holes appear. So after, I said after the coronal holes reverse, after the pole reversal takes place, new coronal holes appear near the poles of the sun. Well, this is near the North Pole. It covers the North Pole of the sun. And it says, and then as the sun approaches the solar minimum, the holes creep closer to the equator of the sun and grow in size and number. So in the maximum, they decrease in size and number as we approach this pole shift on the sun. During the maximum, as we're getting near the peak of the maximum, the coronal holes decrease in size and number. That isn't what's happened here. As you get towards the peak of the solar minimum, then the coronal holes grow. And there are more. There's more of that activity, and they get bigger, and they're more frequently seen on the sun. So exactly the opposite is happening here of what we expect. Exactly opposite of the norm. The norm would be that the coronal holes are getting smaller and there's fewer of them and the activity is decreasing. That's what we should be seeing. That isn't what we're seeing. We are seeing the exact opposite. And we're seeing it in a really significant, big way, right? But this is not the first time we have seen a massive coronal hole. It is the most massive we have ever seen. That is far, far bigger than anything we have ever witnessed on the sun previous to this. And it's happening at exactly the wrong time. It's happening at the opposite time of when it's supposed to happen. But last year, now this was this picture that's on my website, this was taken by the SOHO satellite, July 18, or at least it was published on July 18 this year. There was another big one recently. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking about the hole in the sun, and this is not a joke. The picture that you see on my website is from the ESA NASA SOHO satellite. And that is your sun. And that is not photoshopped, and that is not a that's not, you know, as they very often claim, that it's some kind of compression, photo compression anomaly. It's not. It's way too big for him to get away with that nonsense this time. So it's hole. It's a coronal hole. As we went away for break, I said, you know, this is not the first time we've seen big coronal holes in the sun. And I said, there's another picture from fairly recently. It was last year, it was 2012. And in fact, it was right about at this time last year. It was a little bit earlier. It was on June 3rd, and they took a picture of this big coronal hole. But I want you to notice something. It's big, and up till that time, it was the biggest one they had seen. But notice that it is closer to the equator of the sun. And even though it's really, really big, and even though the sun was, you know, last year, it was only a year away from its solar maximum. And so, you know, it's approaching solar maximum when these coronal holes generally move to near the equator of the sun. So here we see this one has moved pretty much on the equator of the sun, pretty much in that region. It's just big. It's real big, but it's generally located around the equator of the sun, near the equator of the sun. But the one on July 18, 2013 is not. It is right up on the North Pole of the sun, and huge, and takes up about 25% of the sun. So the one from last year, although really, really big, and there were a lot of news stories about it, so even though it's really, really big, it is behaving as it should be at this point in the sun's cycle, which is in its 11-year cycle, which is it's moved down near and in the region of the sun's equator. And so, although very large, it's behaving normally. So things are still looking pretty normal here, except for the size of this thing. That was last year. So here we are a year and a month later, and we ought to be seeing smaller and smaller coronal holes gathered around the equator of the sun. And instead, we see a coronal hole right at the north pole of the sun, and it is absolutely indescribably massive. It's gigantic. Now, don't panic about that. There's never a reason to panic. That won't solve anything. I read some of the comments on this article, and these comments are really, some of them, pretty incredible. let's see, I'm going to read you a few, but a lot of these are like real political stuff. And I'm not going to read those unless it just happens accidentally. Based on our models, this is a prelude to a mass coronal ejection. I hope it happens during the nighttime. Okay. Now, some of them are kind of funny, and some of them were really, you know, pretty uptight about it. One of them says it's just a bald patch. One of them says, wow, that hole is smaller than the debt hole that Reagan and Bush left us in. That's a little bit political. But, I mean, it gives you a little flavor of some of these comments. But some of them were like, you know, get over it, folks. We're all going to die. And here's one that says climate change did it. Here's one that blames President Obama for it. I mean, and when you see all these responses like this, I mean, whether you like Obama or not, whether you like Bush or not, they don't have anything to do with this. Come on, folks. But there are a lot of people that said, I guess they're going to figure out a way to tax us for this and claim they're going to fix the hole in the sun and, you know, tax us more. But there are a lot of these comments in here, mixed in here, where people are really uptight about it. And part of the reason they're uptight about it is because what normally happens is when these holes close, there is a massive explosion. And obviously a hole that big, snapping closed, could cause the biggest explosion that we've ever witnessed off of the sun. Now, nothing to worry about for us, unless it happens to have migrated and is pointed towards us at the time. We get hit with stuff like that on a frequent basis, fairly frequent. Not every day, that's not what I'm talking about. But I mean, you know, it's not a rare occurrence. It happens from time to time. We get hit with the ejecta from a coronal mass ejection. And, you know, it causes the aurora borealis and other aurora around the Earth. It can disturb our satellites. It can burn them up, as a matter of fact, burn them out. 1989, I think it was, in Quebec, it caused the power grid to go down. And so, you know, these are things to be concerned about, but not overly. So why am I bringing it up? I mean, this is part... The coronal holes are a natural part of the sun's cycle. It happens in the sun's 11-year cycle all the time. What doesn't happen all the time, in fact, has not been observed to happen prior to this, would be at the time when the coronal holes in the sun should be decreasing in size and frequency, and they should be migrating now to the equator region of the sun. We have instead the most massive coronal hole that has ever been observed, biggest one they know anything about, and it's right at the top of the sun. Totally opposite of what you expect with the sun cycle. Now, there are some people listening to the show who are in their 80s, And so if you are 88 years old, you've watched this thing happen, or you've, yeah, you didn't watch it happen, but you've lived through it 8 times in your life. Didn't kill you. All right? Could it? Oh, you bet it could. The sun could reach out and touch us up close and personal at any time. But it doesn't. It doesn't. We don't get a direct hit from the sun very often. We do from time to time. I think it was in the, 1859, we got hit with a solar flare, and it burned out all the telegraph stuff, which was the internet of that day, and caused fires and things like that. But it didn't kill us all, did it? And so it can, though. I mean, you have to understand that. The sun's a very, very, very powerful entity and can reach out and touch us at any time. It's always possible. But normally it doesn't. And normally when we have these massive explosions on the sun, they're not aimed at us, and they don't hit us directly, and so we don't have much problem from it, and we kind of go on and live a happy existence, and I think that's what's going to happen with this. But this begs the question. It avoids the question. Why? Why is it that this is happening? It's never been observed to have happened previously. The exact opposite of what you expect from the sun at this point in its cycle is what's happening. And not only is it the exact opposite, it's huge. Way bigger than has ever been observed. So why? What is causing our sun to perform in reverse of its normal pattern, and to do so in a huge, huge way? Well, I know there are people sitting out there right now who immediately, when I ask that question, the thing that pops to your mind is Planet X. It's the effects of Planet X. Or it's the effect of our sun's twin star that is moving in close. You know, there is that theory out there, and I think there's pretty good evidence for it, actually, that we are in a binary system. Binary systems are the most frequent systems that we know anything about in the universe. And that's where you have two stars that orbit each other. And so there are people who say that we do have we're in a binary system. Our sun has a twin star that it orbits, but it's a brown dwarf. I mean, that's what I've heard. You've heard it too. I know you have. And, you know, if it's a brown dwarf, then it's not giving off a lot of light. It's not giving off a lot of heat. And they say its position, plus the fact being the brown dwarf, that's why you're not seeing it. But it's there, and as it moves in closer to the sun and its orbit around our sun and our sun's orbit around it, they're danced together around each other. We can expect a whole lot of disruptions like this. Something has disrupted the sun. I was talking with someone about this today who said, well, no, it hasn't disrupted the sun because the sun has these coronal holes frequently. And so although this is huge, this is just a part of the natural cycle. No, it is not. It is opposite of the natural cycle. That's what people are not picking up in this article. This article actually tells you that. This article actually tells you this is the opposite happening. We're talking about the hole in the sun. That's a misnomer, actually. There's not a hole in the sun. There's a hole in the corona. It's as if you took a knife and carved out this giant hole in the sun's atmosphere. That's what you're looking at. And so I was making the point that this article is written in such a way, and you can go through and read the comments on this article, and you'll see that I'm exactly correct on this. Most people are taking it as, there are some who are really kind of panicked about it, but most people are taking it as, hey, it's just part of the normal cycle. When if you actually read the article, it tells you it's not. It actually describes, it doesn't come out and say, well, there are coronal holes in the sun all the time, but, you know, this one is really unusual because it's happening exactly the opposite of what we expect in the sun cycle. They don't tell you that way, but they do tell you that. They give you that information, and let me read that to you again. And I'm quoting from the article that was, I believe this was, well, it was at space.com and then Huffington Post Science. Okay? So here, I'm quoting from the article. These holes are not uncommon, but their frequency, see, when they say but, they're telling you something's different here. All right, it's a disconnect, but their frequency changes with solar activity cycle. The sun is currently reaching its 11-year peak in activity known as the solar maximum. Around the time of this peak, and that's, they just told you, we are around the time of the peak. The sun is currently reaching its 11-year peak. And then they say, around the time of this peak, the sun's poles switch their magnetism. The number of coronal holes typically decreases leading up to the switch. And then the holes creep closer to the equator during, you know, the cycle. So anyway, we've got here is things not happening in the way they thought they had it figured out. And in a way, I like that because it shows once again what I talk about, that the things there are to know compared to what we know, if you take everything that is known about everything, and you take everything that has ever been known and everything that's known now about everything, and you put it in a great big pile, we would think that would be an enormous pile. But it won't even fill up the head of a pin when you compare it to what there is yet to know. I mean, this universe does mysterious things. It did not go to the same universities the PhDs did. It does what the heck it wants to do when it wants to do it. And this is also, you know, I'm sure lots of scientists will disagree with this, but it's also why I say if there are laws of physics, we don't know them. What we call laws of physics are our observations. It's our descriptions of our observations. And those are subject to change. So they're not laws. They are descriptions of our observations. Well, here we're observing something we've never observed before. Now, somebody would say, well, yeah, but it still fits with the laws of physics. You can work with it and make it, slam it in there somehow. But the point is, this is abnormal. This is not normal. This is abnormal, what's happening. And then the way the article is written, they're sort of placating you and sort of, yeah, don't worry about it, you know, these solar holes, these coronal holes in the sun, they're not uncommon. That one is. That one is not only uncommon, it is unique. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong size. Huge, gigantic, unprecedented, never seen before. Now, this is where debunkers would rush in and say, well, you guys are always talking about how the earth is going to end. Well, not me. And you think this is going to be some massive explosion that's going to kill the earth. I didn't say that. But by taking the debunker's track on this, you avoid the question. Why is that happening? Why? What's causing that? I mentioned earlier, things don't happen in a vacuum. When you have an effect, there's a cause. What caused that? Why, last year, did we see a massive, at this time of the year, a massive coronal hole in the sun? And it's only about one-third the size of the one that was, the picture that was taken July the 18th. The one last year was gigantic. Articles written all about it. People talking about it. People posting stuff in blogs about it. Videos on YouTube about it. I mean, this was big, big news. 1 year and 1 month ago. And it's only one-third the size of the one that has just been photographed. It's only about a third of that size. So what caused that at this time last year? And what's causing it now? See, to me, that's the story. When you find a black hole in the information, the truth is hiding right there in the center of it. And the black hole in the information here, although they're telling you about coronal holes, and they're telling you that this is huge, and they're telling you that it's not acting like it's supposed to, it's not where it's supposed to be at this time, and it's, you know, it's way too big, and they're telling you that, they are not addressing the issue. The issue is, why is it happening? What is causing that? Whatever it is that's having that effect on the sun has to be very powerful. Whatever it is that can just turn off that part of the sun's corona in such a massive swath of the sun, it's about 25% of the sun. Whatever it is that can just turn off 25% of the sun's corona has to be massive. And it is massively powerful. Something is having an effect. What is it? Now, we're not too far from a break, and on the other side of the break, I really would like for you to jump in here and let's talk about what is your theory or speculation about what it is. Obviously, none of us know what it is. I think NASA knows. They're not going to tell us. Obviously, none of us know. Therefore, when NASA refuses to put all the data on the table, all speculation is valid. You know, and if they don't want us to speculate, then just put the goods on the table then and tell us what's the deal here. Something's causing that, and they don't even address that issue. What a person refuses to even talk about when they talk with the police is what makes them suspicious. Now you think about that. When there's something you absolutely won't talk about, there's truth hiding in it. Truth you don't want somebody to know. Whatever it is, there's truth you don't want them to know. And so they're not even addressing what is, in my opinion, the most important issue here. And the most important issue is what's causing it. Look, anything that can turn off 25% of the sun's corona is big enough to have an effect on little old Earth. Don't you think kind of like to know what that might be? There is an effect, a visible effect. It's photographed. It's documented by the ESA and NASA through the SOHO satellite. There is a visible, massive, massive effect on the sun. What's causing it? And again, there's not any reason to panic, no reason to worry, because worry all you want, and you're not going to change the anything on the sun. But something is. What is it? According to the articles, NASA, ESA, the scientists, they've never seen anything like this before on the sun. And it's happening at exactly the wrong time in the sun cycle. At this point in the sun cycle, things ought to be, these coronal holes ought to be shrinking in size and number, and they ought to be kind of migrating away from the pole. But after the pole reverses, you know, every 11 years, there's a magnetic pole reversal on the sun, and after it reverses, then these coronal holes migrate towards the poles. This is happening before the pole reversal, and it's right at the north pole of the sun, and it is absolutely gigantic. And the question here is why? Now, I'm going to go ahead and open up the telephone lines, and folks, I really need you to think with me about this. I mean, let's look, you're speculating, I'm speculating. Everybody who has an opinion on this is going to be speculating, because NASA is not putting the data on the table. The data about what's the cause of this. When you have an effect, there is a cause. Now, at this time last year, actually a year and a month ago, there was a massive massive coronal hole on the sun. But as massive as it was only like a third of the size of the one photographed, or the photograph was published, on July 18th. Just a few days ago. So the one from a year ago was the most massive one they had ever seen, and it's only a third of the size of the one that's there now, a year and a month later. Something's causing this. What do you think? You think it's Planet X, Nibiru, the sun's twin star that maybe orbiting closer and causing this effect on the sun? Look, whatever it is that can turn off 25% of the sun's corona is massively powerful. Something's going on in ranges of power that are powerful enough to have an effect on us. Now, I'm not predicting the end of the world. One of the people that left a comment on this article said something about, quoted a verse in the Bible about, you know, and in those days the sun shall be darkened. Well, you go outside and look at the sun. It's not darkened. Okay? You're still getting a big bright sun out there. But there's 25% of its corona that's just kind of switched off. It's just turned off. And something did it. What? Now, one of the things that comes to my mind is some of the stuff that James Horak has talked about here on the show. And, you know, with the EMVs, the electromagnetic vehicles, that's what he says they are. And we certainly have SOHO pictures that show massive, 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 massive craft around the sun. Nothing this big, though. However, last week I did see on YouTube a video that showed right in the North Pole region of the sun a gigantic cube. Did you see that? A gigantic cube. All right, let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, this is John from Arizona. How you doing?
Doing good, John. What's on your mind?
Well, I was looking at it and putting together, you know, the twin, you know, star or Nibiru or whatever you want to call it. If it has solar winds as well as like the sun does, it would affect the surface of the sun kind of like wind does on a campfire. It comes in and blows, you know, on one side of the fire. You get a lot of black coals and stuff. They're still warm, but all the heat's going the other direction. It hasn't diminished anything. It just moved it somewhere else.
Well, that could be. So,
well, it was just a thought that occurred to me.
Yeah, now... this thing would, you know, it would not have to be real close to the sun to do that, I would think.
We feel the effects of solar winds out here. It shows up in our aurora borealis.
Yeah, and we're 93 million miles away.
Exactly.
You know,
and we're pretty little.
Mm-hmm. And the sun, the solar wind extends way, way, way out to the edge of our solar system and beyond in the heliosphere.
Well, I remember something about one of the satellites. What was it? The early one that was reaching the edge of the solar system and slowing down.
Yeah.
Is that because the solar wind is it not clearing the way for it anymore? I don't know. You know, it's a question.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you agree or disagree with me that when you have an effect, there has to be a cause?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there is. And whether the cause is catastrophic, you know, that you can postulate that. You know, mm-hmm. We've only been looking at sunspots for maybe a few hundred years. And most of that with equipment that was, you know, what's the word I want to say?
Primitive. Archaic. Yeah. Archaic. Yeah.
Yeah. Old, you know, inadequate. There we go. That's a good word. Inadequate.
Yeah.
So we don't really have a timeline, a couple hundred years compared to, you know, millions of years of existence.
Mm-hmm.
We're only seeing a snapshot at best of what is a cycle, a normal cycle. We've seen the 11-year cycles that you talked about, but we've only been tracking those for, like I say, on the outside a couple of hundred years, if that.
Yeah, and okay, let's say it's 200 years. That means we've only observed 20 of them.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And... you know, it's like going down your standard classroom and you've got 20 normal kids, and then you get to me.
So you're not normal, huh?
Well, you know, I was unique, let's put it that way.
Well, this thing's unique. But in the handful of cycles we have observed, we've never observed this kind of activity, ever.
Well, and it takes, and it necessitates noting, you know, and charting it and seeing, you know, where it goes down the road. But it's like you say, we got to live till we don't. There's not a damn thing we can do about, the coronal, you know, mass ejections. If it comes to us, yeah, we're going to have to roll with the punches. If it doesn't, it's going to be a pretty sight in the sky.
Well, I can tell you one thing.
If it's the end of the sun, then, you know,
I can tell you one thing, man.
There's not anything we can do about it.
I can tell you one thing. If you got any extra money, invest in Copper Tone.
I'm gonna invest in a shovel to find a cave somewhere.
Yeah, you know, I don't. Honestly, I don't. I don't have any reason to expect that we're going to have any real problems out of this. But, you know, what was interesting to me is that the articles that are out there on the internet, none of them even get close to asking the question, why is that happening?
Right, and I think they're probably smart, because they, if they know or think they know, it may be scary to them, and it, I don't really think they know.
Oh, okay, let's talk about that. So, let me ask you, if this is happening as a result of either Planet X or the twin dark sun, if it's happening because of that, are you saying you don't think that NASA knows that Planet X is there, or that the twin sun is there?
No, I was saying that I don't think they know if it's caused, if it is the cause of the Planet X is. I think they know that Planet X is there, and they're just not telling us about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, you know, they have the answer for us. And if it, it's kind of like the old West, and you'd have the medicine show up, you know, and sell you this concoction if it tasted horrible and promised eternal youth and the panacea for anything that ails you, and then by the time the alcohol and the bottle wore off, the medicine show was on to the next town.
Yeah.
And that's what I think of our governments worldwide.
Snake oil shows.
Just a medicine show.
Yeah.
Separating you from your money.
Did you see, just before I answered the telephone, I was talking about that last week I saw videos and pictures on the internet of the sun with a massive, huge cube coming right up over the North Pole of the sun. Did you see that?
I think I saw just a clip of it on the news, I thought.
Yeah, it's a cube. And
yeah.
Just rising right up over this area of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering, see, another possibility, it may not be Planet X. It may not be the twin of the sun causing this. Maybe it's some kind of massive, massive, massive spacecraft that did this.
Mm-hmm. That's also possible. If I was going to build a spacecraft, I'd take some metallic moon that was already out there, or, you know, and convert it. You know, there's already, mm-hmm. you've already got something cylindrical shape.
Yeah, but they didn't. Yeah, this cube was not some moon or a planet. It was a cube.
Oh,
it was
cube,
a box, and it was gigantic. So, all right, man. Well, I appreciate the call. Well, let me ask you this: with this hole in the sun, has it been cooler out there in North Hill?
No, we were up 105 today.
105.
You know, at least we didn't hit 115.
Well, you know something? At this time of the year, that would not be uncommon to be hitting 115.
No, not at all. I mean, we were pushing 119 the other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't make it, but, you know, we got 118 again.
Well, I remember
glad you're not here anymore.
Yes, I'm glad I'm not there. I remember the day that it hit 122 and they closed Sky Harbor because the tarmac was melting. And I went out.
There were several other reasons they closed it, but yeah, that was one of them.
And I went out and bought a car that day and burned my hands on the steering wheel.
You don't have to have 122 to burn your hands on
That's
the steering
true.
Wheel on a car
That's
in
true.
Arizona.
All right, man, thanks for the call.
You bet. You have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And we're talking about this extremely unusual hole in the corona of the sun. We have a picture of it on the website. You can check that out. And the interesting thing about this is that the news articles about it. See, the news articles ought to be addressing key issues and key questions about it. I mean, you know, explaining to us stuff. And they're not. They're avoiding the most critical question. What's causing that? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
I'll be honest with you, I have no clue what's causing it, but I'm going to throw something else into the mix.
All right.
We have passed through Galactic Meridian. What are the effects?
I hadn't thought of that. So you think maybe the passing the Galactic Meridian, or medium, you think that that ripped a hole in the corona?
No clue. Just, I don't know what the energy systems are like on this side of it, so who knows?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would think the energy systems on this side of it would be very much the same as on the other side of it, but it's what the energy systems are like as you go through it. That's where your difference would be, I would think. I mean, I don't know. I'm speculating.
I don't either.
But I will tell you, I cannot say that I don't know because I've never been through it. I have been through it. I just don't know.
I know. That's I'm just throwing something else into the mix. It may be a twin star. It may be some Planet X. It may be the Galactic Meridian. Maybe a combination of all of them. Who knows? Maybe that's that thing. Was that cube big enough to be to? Let's put it this way: was it larger than Jupiter?
It was almost as big as this hole.
As what?
It's almost as big as this hole in the top of the sun.
That's big. No moon.
No, it was no moon. It was actually a cube. It was a box.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It would be larger than most planets. I mean,
It would be larger than all of the planets in our solar system stacked together.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It would be something.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly don't know. It might be a combination of all of them. It might be one or two working in concert. It might be, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, all right, so let me ask you this. You think this is anything to worry about?
No. We're all going to find out together.
Yeah, aren't we? Aren't we? I may have to write another song for this one. I know you enjoyed that last one. I got that glowing email from you about my wonderful voice. So.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, man? Huh? You making fun of me, man?
What? All right.
All right, so let me ask you one more question. Do you think NASA knows what's causing that?
As much as people think NASA knows what they're doing, I don't think so. I honestly don't. They're not that smart.
Okay. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Goodbye.
Right. Bye. 623-444-5889. Look, that's the biggest news in your universe right now. And I'm sure you have an opinion, maybe several, and we'd love to hear them because, wow, what a mystery. Big story. Almost as big as the sun. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Jerry from Las Vegas.
Hi, Jerry.
I was thinking that, you know how most people, or not most people, but some people say that all suns are a...
And I'm sure you have an opinion, maybe several, and we'd love to hear them because, wow, what a mystery. Big story. Almost as big as the sun. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Jerry from Las Vegas.
Hi, Jerry.
I was thinking that, you know how most people, or not most people, but some people say that all suns are a stargate. Possibly could it be that somebody's going to be coming?
First name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Jerry from Las Vegas.
Hi, Jerry.
I was thinking that, you know how most people, or not most people, but some people say that all suns are a stargate. Possibly could it be that somebody's going to be coming?
Our internet, I mean, there's no storm or anything like that, but the internet here at the studio, bam, went dead as soon as Jerry asked the question about the possibility of the sun being a stargate and maybe somebody's getting ready to come through there. Bam, like that, we got hit, got taken off the air. So, I guess our speculation might be right on target. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name as we try to continue. We are back on the air. Your first name and where are you calling from? All right, whoever it was. You need to listen to your phone and not your radio, because I'm not on the radio, I'm on your phone, all right? Your first name and where are you calling from?
Sorry, Kevin, this is Jerry from Las Vegas again.
You asked the right question, Jerry. Man, as soon as you asked that, telephones, internet, everything having to do with our broadcast blinked out. Bam! So you must be right on target. Let's try it again.
All right, Kevin. Well, since my speculation seems to be so right on target, I'll go a little bit farther with the thought of saying possibly could it be some kind of friendly to the rest of humanity but not friendly to the small subsection of humanity who is in control of things coming to pay us a visit.
Well, it could be. Who do you think it is?
I'm hoping maybe it's Jerry Wilson's family coming with maybe some radiation scrubbers or something.
Yeah. You know, I hope they... You know what bleach is, right?
Yes.
All right. Bleach does things to colors, right?
Yes, it does.
I hope they got something like that they can pour on Earth and do that to politics.
Well, I don't know, Kevin. That's some high-level stuff right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know... Jerry, I don't, of course, you and I don't know for sure that your speculation's on target, but based on the timing of the hit on that hit this show and took us off the air, based on that, I'd say you're probably hitting their target. They're stupid enough to do that and let us know what's important.
So. Well, Kevin, I'm now speechless.
It puts a whole new spin on the phrase, guess who's coming to dinner?
Yes, sir, it does.
Yeah. Jerry, man, I appreciate you calling and knocking us off the air.
Well, I'm sorry, Kevin. I got panicked for a moment and thought maybe I broke the Kevin Smith Show.
Takes more than that to break it. But no, I'm serious. I appreciate you calling with that, and I appreciate the guys that were stupid enough to do that to us, because now we know where to look. All right, man.
Well, Kevin, I'm going to be running outside to look at the sky right as we speak.
All right. Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, how weird, huh? Wow. Hey, don't forget about the... Do not forget about the flash messages for those of you who are outside the USA and outside of Canada. You know, you can call our number, which is 623-444-5889, or you can do something else. You can use the flash messages. And I see we've got one from Germany, which we'll get to momentarily here. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Leah from Tennessee.
Well, hi, Leah.
Hi.
It's good to hear your voice again. We haven't heard you in a long time.
It's been a while. I'm stuck in corporate America now.
Yeah, I understand. What do you think about this hole in the sun?
I was actually going to say what your previous caller said. Maybe the cube caused it from because it's a portal.
Yeah. It was pretty were you listening when we got taken off the air?
Yes, I was. And it was like, dang, that's what I was going to say. And bam, the whole thing went dead.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's not our first time to get kicked off the air.
No, it's not. But I can come up with another theory.
What's that?
It's a little out there. But
that's
I've noticed the hole that was in it before was shaped like a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is shaped more like a square, like the cube might have caused it, you know. But if you look through it on these holes, they look kind of like stars, like you can almost see through it. And they talk about how there's parallel universes.
Uh-huh.
That maybe we're starting to collide or join.
Hmm.
You know, like two timelines coming together.
Yeah. Well, I hope the me that is in that parallel universe has lots of hair.
Well, it's a good one that's going to fix this one.
Yeah, I hope he's got lots of hair.
Well, I just hope they don't have politics.
Well, if they are sane, they won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you think this...
I just wanted to call and say hi.
Okay, and I appreciate it, but let me ask you, do you think this is anything for us to worry about?
Nah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do any good anyway.
You're right.
You know, like you said, live till you don't.
That's it. See, now that's two of you have mentioned that song that I sang on the air on December the 21st. So it must be a hit. I guess I need to sing it again. What do you think? Okay, I can tell your comments are about like Brent's.
Well, I'll listen.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thank you. You have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye. Oh, yeah, it must be a gigantic hit. I have had two people have mentioned that song tonight. All right, we have a flash message from Shuni in Germany. And he says, hello, Kevin. These cubes are frequent and, in my opinion, are indeed image artifacts this time, probably intentionally positioned there to cover something, but just the fact that they are always in the an exact 90-degree angle aligned with the picture margin, and the angle of the pixels make them suspicious, in my opinion. Okay, so I think what Shuni is saying is the cubes that I was talking about are, in his opinion, picture artifacts, but may be purposely placed there to hide something. Well, maybe. I don't know what they are. I know they're really strange, whatever they are. I have a high opinion of Shuni's opinions. I have a high opinion of everybody's opinions, but his seem to be pretty reasonable, rational, and right on target most of the time. Mine are not always that way, but he seems to be on target a lot, so I'll certainly put a lot of value on that opinion, that the cubes I mentioned are probably artifacts, picture artifacts, you know, but may intentionally be placed there to hide something. Well, they certainly could because they're big, whatever they are. 623-444-5889. Come and get it while it's hot, folks. We may be kicked off the air again. You don't know. And so, you know, like I say, get it while it's hot. What do you think about this? I don't think this is alarming. I think it's interesting, really. You know, kicking us off the air makes people think it's something to be alarmed about. I don't think so. I think they're just being moronic. But this isn't something I think we should be alarmed about. But I think it is something we need to pay attention to and ask ourselves, why aren't they even asking the question in those articles? Where's the journalist asking the question? You know, the question can go like this. Do you guys have any clue as to what's causing this? We had one last year at about this time that was massive. Now we've got this one. and it's even more massive. What do you think is causing it? No journalist even asked that question. At least nothing that got published or reported has that question in it. And the missing question, maybe I should have called the show tonight, maybe I should have titled it The Missing Question. The missing question is just that. We have an effect here. It happened last year at this time. Here it is again, bigger. What's causing it? I don't think they want to talk about that. Now, here's also an interesting thing. Now, this is just the way my bent brain works. All right? If they truly didn't know, they wouldn't mind you asking. They could say, well, we don't know. It's a mystery to us, but we are trying to get as much data as we can. We're trying to find out. But, you know, it's a mystery to us what's causing this. If they truly did not know, I think that's what would take place. I think that's the answer you would get. The fact that the question is not even published, not even addressed, nobody even gets close to it, indicates to me they must know. They must know what's causing it. And while this thing happening on the sun, most likely, I mean, I can't guarantee this, but most likely it's not anything for us to be excessively worried about here, concerned or alarmed about. Maybe what's causing it might be something that would alarm us, you know. I kind of doubt that too, but it could be. So come on and speculate with me while we're on the air. While we have the opportunity, let's use our freedom of speech and speculate about this a little bit. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is John from Pennsylvania.
Hi, John.
Hey, just want to add to the conversation for the fact that, you know, with HARP being that there's a change of guard, maybe they're changing up their resources because of, I guess, have you heard about NASA's new, I guess, telescope that's mobile?
Yes, south? Yes, I have.
So they're sending all their resources towards that rather than the HARP, and maybe there's something going on with the sun that they know about that they're putting all the resources toward.
What do you suspect it would be?
I guess it's to be seen yet, but there's something moving about there with the way NASA's, you know, changing up on their resources and with HARP changing the guard.
Yeah, you know, there's an old saying that says follow the money. Yeah. And you're right, the money is being shifted, where it's going and what its resources are going to.
Well, their focus is not that it's not moving away from the Earth, but it's moving towards the sun more so.
Well, there's a brand new satellite up there.
Yeah.
Called the IRIS. IRIS. And It is a solar satellite. That's all it does. It looks at the sun. And interestingly, do you know, it doesn't even look at all of the sun. Do you know what it looks at?
No.
What is beneath the corona?
Huh.
And that's kind of interesting that it just went up. It just started snapping pictures, and now we have a part of the corona, a huge part of it, just gets switched off. Well, I'm not saying that the IRIS in any way caused that, but it is an interesting kind of correlation in time, in the timeline.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 623-444-5889. Like I said, grab it while it's hot, folks. We're on the air at the moment. We did get knocked off the air a little bit earlier. We had a caller that called and asked, well, what if that is a like a Stargate and somebody's coming, going to be coming through there? If it is, well, when he asked that, I mean, bang, just like that, we got knocked off the air. If that is a Stargate, I don't know if it is or not, but if it is, whatever's coming through there is either humongous or there's a humongous bunch of them coming through there, whatever that is. So what do you think? You think the sun actually could be a Stargate? I mean, we've all heard that before. Do you think that the sun actually could be a Stargate or a portal where advanced civilizations with advanced technology can travel into our universe through this portal, through this Stargate? Do you think that's really even possible, that the sun would be such a portal? Apparently somebody didn't want us to talk about that. All right, find your phone, all right? Help me out here. We got to see if we can figure this out because NASA's not going to help us with it. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we are now on Final Approach, and we're waiting to hear from you. This is big, 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 huge news. Nothing to be alarmed about, but it's huge news. And important, huge things are happening on the sun. So we have been asking the question, is it even possible? I've been asking the question, is that even possible? Hey, look, the telephone lines are open, okay? 623-444-5889. Is it even possible that the sun could be like a Stargate, a portal from one universe into ours or from some other part of our universe into this part of the universe or whatever? Is that even possible? And I have a flash message here from Parma in Chile, and it simply says, yes, the sun could be a type of Stargate because of its immense energy. Well, I don't understand enough about how a Stargate would work. I understand the effect, but how the technology of how it would work, I don't understand. Or a wormhole or a portal, and I just understand the effect of it, that you know, you're no longer having to travel at the speed of light to travel massive, massive distances in a very, very short time. So Parma says yes, and it could be because of its immense energy. Well, if a Stargate takes immense energy, then yep, it's got it. If a wormhole requires immense energy, then yeah, certainly I would think the sun has enough energy for that. I think. I don't know, but I think so. What do you think? 623-444-5889. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show for as long as we're on the air. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller. Hang on, caller. Hang on, hang on.
Okay.
All right. I got all the right buttons pushed now. I'm an old guy. I forget those buttons sometimes.
That's okay.
your
this
first...
is the other one from Las Vegas, Kathy Colley.
Oh, you're Kathy. Okay.
Yeah. We were looking up the NASA.gov mission pages, and they're talking about X points or electron diffusion regions, where they actually do have some sort of magnetic portal. Back on July 2nd of 2012 is when the website was put up.
So they're saying that there are portals on the sun?
There are places where the magnetic field of Earth connects to the magnetic field of the sun, creating an uninterrupted path leading from our own planet to the sun's atmosphere 93 million miles away. And they have a little graphic on the video.
Wow. Now, I had not seen that. Now, can you send me the link to that?
Oh, sure thing.
Yeah, email me the link.
The name of the title of the page is Hidden Portals in Earth's Magnetic Field. But that was like a year ago.
That's an interesting way to put it, isn't it? Hidden portals. Hidden portals.
Well, now we know how to find them.
Yeah. So I wonder then, what does this big hole in the corona do to those portals in between the sun and us? I wonder what that hole in the corona does to those portals that you're telling us about.
It would be extreme electron diffusion, I would imagine.
So you think I was right earlier when I said I need to go invest in copper tone?
Then you won't make enough vitamin D to stay healthy.
Yeah, yeah. So you think this is something to worry about?
It would be something that you could find very helpful if you did have an underground parking garage to go to or something yeah. to hide in for at least, you know, maybe 24 hours.
Uh-huh. All right, so let me ask you this. You know, all through the show I've been saying, why don't they even ask the question, what's causing this? None of the journalists even ask the question, apparently. Do you think that that's an important question?
I do. They have some sort of a magnetospheric multi-scale mission. It's planning a mission in 2014 to study the phenomenon. So, yeah, it's super interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they don't want us talking about it, do they? Apparently.
I'd like to be able
to. Hey,
so
thanks.
That's all I had for that. And, yeah, we'll be glad to send the link so you can put it in the K-Files.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye. See what happens when we think together and we talk together about these things. Information, folks. Information. We do have time for one short call if you call right now. But, look, this is important stuff. I'm absolutely not alarmed about this. And I don't think it's anything to be alarmed about. But this is not the sun's normal cycle that we're watching here. And, you will probably see them start, now that I've done a show on it, they'll start trotting out the debunkers and they'll trot them out and say, well, you know, this is not uncommon. It happens in the sun's normal cycle and all that. And people are going to eat that up. But the problem is they already, a NASA spokesman already told us that this is not the normal cycle. This is not, well, it is, but this is not what normally happens in that 11-year cycle. This is opposite of what they expect. And so it's not just me saying it. I just quoted her. Her name is Karen Fox, and she's from NASA, Goddard Space Research Center. And that's what she was quoted as saying. And so this is important. I don't think it's alarming, but it's important. And I think we can see it's important not only because it is unprecedented. It's important. We also know it because when we started talking about the possibility of this being a portal that has opened and maybe someone's going to be coming through this, bang, we got taken off the air. Well, I've been taken off the air a number of times over these past 13 plus years. And every single time it's when we got too close to something. So I think who was that, Jerry? Yeah, Jerry in Nevada. I think Jerry must have been right on target. And, you know, that's not the one that I would have picked. The theory that I would have picked is the dark twin of the sun may be causing it. Just don't know why. It just seems to me to be a little more plausible than all the other theories. But that's not the one that our truth keepers, I don't want to use that word because there's actually an organization. The keepers of the information, okay, that's not the theory they objected to. It's the one about it being a portal. So the keepers of the information, the great apes. Caller, you have about 10 seconds. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Well, Kevin, this is Doc from Arkansas.
Doc, you got about, 10 seconds, and then we're headed towards the end of the show, man.
Oh, okay. My question is, I was listening here about a little bit here about, you were saying about...
You're going to have to get to it, man. You're running out of time.
Okay. I was trying to throw it out there how I'm hearing a bad thing on my phone. That's why.
You're burning time telling me that. Ask your question, man, or make your statement.
Okay. It's about Gates.
Okay.
Gates have never seen transported Gates.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, are they saying on the Gates, would you wonder if the Gates were... Here and
five.
Make it more comfortable.
Four. I wish I had time to discuss it. You waited too late to call me, man. The music has started and the show is over. But I do thank you for the call. All right. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You may call me whatever you wish to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.